this whole 8-foot shelving unit has a just Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Fats Waller.
Since high school, Dan Daly has been hoarding the earliest format of disc recording on heavy records made out of shellac.
I find that the old orange crates work great for holding 78s.
After almost 40 years, his basement stockpile contains an astonishing variety, from historic performances to vaudeville to party records. One section is devoted to the atomic bomb era.
Here is Atomic Cocktail.
You push your button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits its bound, the ship goes to just like an earthquake.
Scattered throughout Daly's Iowa City home are 8 antique phonographs and record players.
This is a Philco, and it's a combination radio and phonograph.
This 1931 recording is the voice of legendary football coach Newt Rockne talking to his players in the Notre Dame locker room.
We're going to go, 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 and we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. And don't forget, men, today's the day we're going to win. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, men?
This peculiar cut is on the OK label and contains only laughter. Daly and his wife both work at libraries, all the better to catalog their 7,000 records. The hobby must weigh close to a ton. No laughing matter for Beth Daly.
The only time I was really worried about it was when it was in the first floor bedroom and I was afraid it was going to end up in the basement. But I think that there's a lot worse things he could spend his money on.
This record is the 178 RPM I paid $6.05 for, the most I've paid for any 78. It's sung by Billie Holiday. The song is Strange Fruit, and it is anything but funny.
There is strange fruit, blood on the leaf, and blood at the root.
Is that what I think it's about?
That is about lynching in the South.
Bulging eyes and the twisted mouth.
Holiday first sang the ballad in 1939. Daly's most cherished turntable is his Claxtonola, manufactured by the Bernard Company in Iowa City. In the early 20s, they also sold records under the Claxtonola label, but only for a few years. Today, their collector's items and rare releases can cost hundreds of dollars. Here is a Claxtonola record being played by a Claxtonola phonograph.
And this is Creator and his band. You may have recalled him being mentioned in the 76 trombones, when he refers to when John Phillips, who's the great creator, all came to town on the same historic day. Well, this is the creator we're talking about.
Do you ever think about the kind of, in essence, time travel that you have done here, and you're listening to a bunch of artists who have been gone for so long?
That's really the appeal for me is I can understand how, you know, the top 40 of any given time is, you know, interesting to encounter. But why should we forget 125 years of recorded music that's gone before? If we can pick and choose the best among that, it's like literature or anything. The classics deserve to be remembered and enjoyed again and again.
Knee high by the 4th of July in Iowa.
In the 1940s, Bing Crosby sang the Iowa Indian song.
I think that was more appropriate for its time, and maybe not even then.
The hipsters are long gone. Radio DJ Al Jazbo Collins performed this well-known fairy tale, adapted by Steve Allen, in 1953.
Once upon a time, in the land of Ubladee, there lived a fine chick named Red Riding Hood. One day, Red's mother said, "Honey, your grandma is feeling the least So I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay it on her. Crazy, said Red. And taking the basket, she took off through the woods. Yeah, she'd gone but a short distance when the wolf appeared on the scene from behind the timber. Baby, he said, give me some skin. Sorry, Daddy-O, said Red. Some other time.
Daly figures he's listened to only about a quarter of his collection. If every side of every record were played back to back, it would take a month to hear it all.
Here's probably my all-time favorite Spike Jonze record.
Dan says that buying 78s isn't all that difficult. They're found at auctions, thrift stores, swap meets, garage sales, and on the internet. This keeper has two brothers making a sales pitch for a device that calls wild animals by simulating a rabbit in distress.
Winston, give us a sample of the Deluxe model long distance call that sells for $2. Mighty pretty. Now give us a sample of the dollar plastic call.
Daly's most prized exhibits are anything but obscure, including this Victor label that reads Presidential Address to Congress as broadcast to the nation.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Or the first jazz record ever made in 1917, Livery Stable Blues, by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. As 78s fade into the background of history, they are often sold for 25 cents apiece or thrown away, making collectors like Dan Daly curators of sound from generations past. In Iowa City, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.